This program is brought to you in the public interest. This is Rock and Religion, and our second program presented on the latest album from Daniel Amos, Shotgun Angel. In a moment, Mary Neely.
A group from Southern California, Daniel Amos, have just released a new LP on the Maranatha label, Shotgun Angel. On the second side of the album, which they call their concept side, is a grouping of songs that they have based on the book of Revelation from the Bible. They describe this time in the song Posse in the Sky as when the faithful disappear, the world will take its final turn. This is Rockin' Religion, and I'm Mary Neely, and you'll hear the entire second side of Shotgun Angel on our show with explanations by two members of the group, Terry Taylor and Jerry Chamberlain.
It's the first song of the concept side, and it's called Lady Goodbye.
Lady of the sky, oh, where'd you go, where'd you fly? There's some sweet by and by, where only lovers go, ones that love him so. Lady, goodbye. Lady of the sky,
Lady Goodbye is just about a guy that has lost his wife in the rapture, and he just expresses his grief and his sorrow and his realization that the things that his wife told him about the Lord and his coming for his church, all those things were true.
Then the next song is one that's really is a picture of what happens immediately after this time. Is really a painting or a picture, a portrait of the world and the judgment, God's judgment falling upon the world. The song mentions the horsemen coming in the night, and it mentions the fact that the streets are a crimson glow, which is reflective of the moon turning blood red, and just the judgments of God falling upon the earth.
Below the street, a crimson glow, a devil.
listener, in a sense, because this whole concept is directed toward those that don't know Christ. At the same time, it's directed to those that do, so that we might acquire really a burning in our hearts to share with others the fact that these events are going to happen soon, take place very shortly.
The next song is called "He's Gonna Do a Number on You," and it's about the Antichrist, who will be a world leader at this time during the tribulation, and all the people will be looking toward him, and people will be hailing him as the Messiah and as the one who's going to save the world.
He's going to do a number on you is kind of a, well, just to point out in Revelation, the Bible tells that he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, bond and free, to receive a mark on their forehead or on their hand, that they might neither buy nor sell, save they have the mark or the number of his name. And this is exactly what's going to happen, people. We see it happening now as far as the world being prepared for this time, as far as Social Security numbers and this sort of thing. We're number prone, we're computer prone, and it's just a step away from people actually receiving something that's going to be a convenience. We'll look on it as a convenience, where we'll have this number, which is invisibly laser beamed, and we'll be able to go in and buy or sell with this number, which will do away with all paper, which will do away with checks and money and that sort of thing. Say we go in to buy groceries, and this will automatically be deducted from our bank account. And it's just really kind of a convenient thing. And really looking at it, it seems like a natural thing. It seems like something that would be really convenient for every one of us. And so, and the Bible warns us that this is what the Antichrist is going to establish, is his economic system.
Better is really a song from the standpoint of a person who is in the midst of all this turmoil and tribulation, but it's a time when there's prosper and economic growth. There's a new economic system, a world system, with a whole different money system. There won't be any money, but there'll be just the mark of the beast, which those who give oath to the beast will receive. And no man can buy or sell without that mark. And it's just an expression of how things are seemingly getting better. To the world, they will be getting better. But to the Christian, or those who believe in Christ right now, it's everything that represents Antichrist. And it seemingly is a good system, but Satan will be using it to deceive just multitudes.
I said, take my crosses and put them in the sack. No tricks, no cash.
This is a time that the Bible says that people will say peace and safety, and then sudden destruction will come upon them. It's a time when they'll be saying, this is good. This is good that this is happening. The Antichrist is someone who is a world leader who's brought peace, prosperity to the nations, and they'll hail him as a new leader in his economic system, his religious system, as being the best that the world has ever seen. There'll be people during this time also that will recognize his ploys, his trickery, and we'll see that what the Bible has said is true. These are people during this tribulation period. And this takes us to our next song called Sail Me Away, which is really a ballad of someone who, it's kind of a different song. He sees himself really in a dream or a vision. He sees himself going after a treasure. He sees himself following as a rider on the wind, and just kind of sailing off to find this great treasure, and that treasure being Jesus Christ. And he finds this treasure. He forsakes this world system. He even forsakes those really that he loves to go for this greater love, to go and follow this greater love. And he receives this treasure, and he states at the end, this treasure is all I wish to share. And it's just a picture of someone during this time that decides to follow Christ.
My love, I had a dream last night. I saw a rider on the wind, a stranger to my eyes, was on the outside looking. Longing for is on a dim and distant shore of
teaches that many people during this time will be saved out of this, and that's what the song is about. The Bible teaches that the gospel will be proclaimed throughout the world, and it'll be a time, I feel, when people will more or less know they're making a decision for God or against God, or there won't be a lot of gray, well, you know, maybe God doesn't care what I'm doing, or maybe, you know, it's okay if I kind of do my thing, God understands. But I feel it'll be a time when people will realize the, where it's more black and white, where people will know that either you've got to stand up for God and maybe be martyred, whatever it takes, but that in the end, you'll get your treasures in heaven and not here. People will be openly following Satan, and this will really be running throughout the world, I feel, at this time.
Sky is just a really beautiful picture of Jesus Christ coming back with his saints to establish his kingdom, to bring judgment upon the earth immediately. During this time of war, during the time that the Antichrist in a sense turns upon the world and unleashes his power, Christ coming in the clouds of glory with his saints.
Rounded up and down, posse in the
Subjects, but our intention was not to really paint a whole picture of what is going to take place, but it's just really as a tool for people to take an interest, perhaps, in what the songs are saying and begin to check out what God's Word has to say about the end times and really check it out and understand and dig into it, because it's something that's going to take place very shortly.
This has been Rockin' Religion, heard every week at this same time. Any communication as to the content of this program should be directed to the attention of this station or to Rockin' Religion, 3132 Bradshaw, Sacramento, California, 95827. That's Rockin' Religion, 3132 Bradshaw, Sacramento, California, 95827.